This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Firefighters in Southern California say the two biggest fires there are now 95% contained. One of the signs that life in communities hit by the fires is returning to normal is that children are returning to school. One of the last places to reopen was Spencer Valley in San Diego County. The district has only one school, a 100-year-old building with only 30 students in grades kindergarten through 8. Firefighters managed to save the building, but one of them died in the process. Beth Ford of member station KPBS reports on the first day back to school.
The hillsides have been charred black, but the sage green Spencer Valley Schoolhouse stands in an oasis of untouched vegetation. The children's garden with its sunflowers and ripe vegetables is still there. So is the goldfish pond and waterfall in the middle of the courtyard. The electricity's back on, thanks to a generator, and now the children have returned. Jamie King teaches kindergarten through second grade in the one-room schoolhouse. She says her students were very open with their fears.
A lot of them are afraid that there's going to be another fire. A lot of them were afraid to leave their house because they didn't know where they would sleep the next day or where they were going.
King gave her class a writing assignment yesterday. The children had to write a letter to a close friend or relative describing how they felt about the fire coming so close to their homes and school. 7-year-old Amy Klauber wrote about her family's evacuation.
The fire came right up to our frame. We moved 2 times. Our land looks like a moonscape. God bless you, firefighters. Love, Amy.
7-year-old Julian Weaver wrote about all of his favorite belongings and how he was afraid the fire would destroy them.
I had to evacuate. I didn't want my army set or my Legos or my 2 stuffed animals, but my house is okay. The end.
Julian's mother, Julie Weaver, is the principal and superintendent at Spencer Valley. She says the joy at discovering that the school withstood the fire was tempered by the fact that a firefighter died so close by.
When I actually got to come up through the lines and see the caution tape on the street next to us, I was so mixed because it's so hard to know that a life was traded for all the beauty that we still have left.
Weaver describes the firefighters' work as miraculous. That's because although all 30 students at Spencer Valley live in areas that were threatened by the Cedar Fire, not one lost a home. Spencer Valley School plans to return to regular schoolwork for the remainder of the week, but Julie Weaver says there will always be reminders of what happened.
Our flag is at half-mast today, and our bell is still ringing.
It's a bell that calls the children in from recess and lets them know when it's time for lunch. The old bell has survived a century in the steeple of the little schoolhouse and has now withstood the worst wildfires in California history. For NPR News, I'm Beth Ford in San Diego.